This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Artificial intelligence is, and I believe this is only taking slight poetic license, everywhere. And as it spreads ever more, federal agencies that make the rules for this economy are trying to keep up. One of them, the United States Patent and Trademark Office, is out with some new guidance on AI and intellectual property. To work us through the legalese, we've gotten Janet Frelick back on the phone. She is at Fordham Law School. Professor Frelick, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
Since last we spoke, there is new guidance, I guess, out from the Patent and Trademark Office on AI in patent creation. What's the news?
That's right. So the Patent and Trademark Office has issued guidance clarifying whether an artificial intelligence machine can be an inventor on a patent. Essentially, it's saying, who gets the money from the patent? Is it AI or is it going to be a person?
And don't leave me hanging.
And the patent office says it's not AI. It's going to be the person. So they say inventors have to be human. AI can't be an inventor.
But AI can be used in the invention process, yes?
That's right. And that wasn't clear before the patent office issued these guidances. The patent office says that inventions where AI is used to help come up with the invention are, I'm going to use the legal language here, are not categorically unpatentable. Digging apart the legalese here, talking about a scenario where a person is using AI to make an invention, the person can be listed as an inventor, but you don't also have to name the AI. And the reason that mattered is because it wasn't clear that those joint person AI inventions would actually be patentable at all.
Okay, so if I'm an inventor of what have you, this is good news for me. It expands the scope and reach of my intellectual powers, I suppose. If I'm like OpenAI and AI is my product and I want it to be as useful as ever, I'm probably not too happy.
Well, I think it's probably good all around, actually. So if you're OpenAI, maybe you were hoping for an outcome where you, the AI developer, was going to have an ownership stake in all of these inventions. Sure, that would have been the best case scenario. Let's say this is the second best case scenario because it incentivizes people to use your product. People who use your product can still get a patent on whatever that end product is. And so I think it's good all around.
I may be skipping a generation or two of generative AI development, although maybe this is already happening. I don't know. But at some point, AI is going to be able to invent something all by its lonesome. Then what happens?
Yes, that's right. And AI has actually already done that.
Oh, good. You know, the future is here.
And it's still developing. And that case has been heard by courts and seen by the patent office. And the patent office says here, if AI was the only one to develop the invention, if there were no people involved at all, that's probably not patentable. So you probably can't have just AI going off. Well, they can invent it, but they probably can't get a patent on it.
There's a little bit of whack-a-mole here, right? Because this technology is developing incredibly fast. Federal bureaucracy, for all of its nimbleness, sometimes, simply can't keep up, right? The government is going to be behind.
Maybe. What the patent office is trying to do is issue flexible guidelines that will apply as technology develops. And, you know, this is not a new problem. Technology has developed for many centuries, many millennia. Laws have proved able to adapt. Sometimes they're general enough that they can adapt. And the patent office has issued general guidelines that hopefully will take us through, although who knows, the future is changing. But they've said they can revise as necessary.
Janet Frelick at Fordham Law. Professor Frelick, thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.